I bet when you got up this morning, you never expected to hear that song, Rita.
No, I didn't.
That was Anne Murray. I think she's a Canadian, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Anyway, that's the connection. The Teddy Bear's Picnic was the closest thing I could find to something that reflected the fact we're going to talk about bears. But they're probably little cuddly things. And we're talking about these big 10-foot-high, when they stand up, polar bears. And Churchill, Manitoba, in the Canadian Arctic, is regarded as the capital of polar bear country. And recently in Melbourne, at a Canada Corroboree media luncheon, I discovered that you could walk with these majestic creatures in the wild and do it safely. Churchill Wild operates three lodges in northern Manitoba that have been taking guests on bear walks for 25 years without incident. I spoke to marketing director Vanessa DeSourcy in Manitoba earlier.
So I've heard of Dancing with Wolves. That sounds a little safer than walking with bears. Tell us about this experience.
Well, first of all, it's very, very safe. We've been doing it for 25 years now without incident.
Right.
We have three trained wildlife guides that go out with a group of guests twice a day and take them trekking across the tundra. They carry a variety of bear deterrents, but because these bears they're not habituated to people, so they have no need to feel threatened by us. They're mainly just curious. So often when a bear is approaching too close to the group and the guides are wanting to push it back a bit, they'll start just by talking to it. They'll just say, "Hey bear, that's close enough. Stay there, buddy." And because they're not used to the sound of a human voice, they live so much in isolation, that sound is often enough to just get them to stop in their tracks and pay attention to what the guide is saying and the guide's body language. If that doesn't work, they carry a starter pistol, which has bangers and screamers that let off a noise that scares the bear. Often banging two rocks together does it. As a last resort, they do carry a rifle or a shotgun, but that's not something we've ever had to use. We've never had a situation escalate to that point.
Yeah, I guess there'd be some people comforted by the fact that there is a weapon that could intervene if necessary, but I think it's great fact that you've been able just to manage these encounters. Obviously, you don't get in the bear's face, and you wouldn't want to be near, I guess, a mother with cubs, but how long does the bear walk tend to last?
Our hikes usually last anywhere from 1 to 3 hours in length, and the distance that the group will cover in that time can be anywhere from 50 meters outside the compound of the lodge up to a couple kilometers away from the lodge. It really depends on where the wildlife and the polar bears are. So in the morning, the guides will always use their spotting scopes and binoculars to find out where the bears are hanging out or bedded down for the day, and that's where the group will go. Sometimes we're lucky and there's a bear on the runway or on the beach just outside the lodge, and so we can observe that bear right away and then go on to find other wildlife or other bears. Sometimes we have to go up or down the coast a few kilometers. So typically your excursions will be a couple of hours, 2 to 3 hours in the morning, and then back to the lodge for lunch and a few more hours in the afternoon. So you get quite a few hours of wildlife exposure every day.
Mm. So your lodges, you're talking about a full-blown constructed lodge, not a tundra buggy or something you sleep in out with the bears.
That's right. We have three wilderness lodges. They're all a plane ride away from Churchill, so very remote, fly-in access only.
Yep.
We've got Seal River Heritage Lodge, which is about 60 kilometers by plane north of Churchill. And we've got Diamond Lake Eco Lodge, about 30 kilometers north of Churchill. And then way far south down the coastline, about 250 kilometers south of Churchill, is Nanuk Polar Bear Lodge. And so all of these are properties that we have built over the last 25 years. They're permanent structures, and they're Arctic luxury in the middle of wilderness.
And what type of aircraft are we talking about? Are these the Cessnas?
We typically use a caravan or a turbo otter to get our guests into the lodge from Churchill.
So 10 or a dozen at a time?
Typically 8, yeah. So our maximum group size is just 16, so it's a nice small group. Mm-hmm. And then it's usually two flights into the lodge to get everyone in there.
And how long do people typically spend with you in the lodge?
The average would be about 5 days. We've got 10 or 12 different safari itineraries right now that range from anywhere from 4 nights up to 8 or 9 nights. So there's a lot of different options for people. If they're looking to do a longer trip, we can offer that. If they just want sort of a few days in the wilderness, we can offer that as well too.
So typically a visitor would fly into Churchill and then you would ferry them to one of the three lodges, right?
Our packages are actually all-inclusive out of Winnipeg, so that's okay. the hub of Manitoba, our capital city, so guests just need to get themselves to that point. Mm-hmm. And on the first day, we do an orientation dinner, and then everyone flies up together as a group the next day, and then on to the lodge, and they spend the duration of their trip with that group, and then fly back to Winnipeg at the end.
Now, I noticed in the video that was shown at the event here in Melbourne that there were lots of people who were obviously very keen photographers on this one particular tour that I saw. I guess that's pretty common, yeah?
It is definitely very common. We have a lot of amateur, professional, what we call hardcore photographers. We have a couple trips in the late fall that cater particularly to professional photographers. We have two polar bear photo safaris, we call them.
Yeah.
We offer one at Seal River Lodge and also one at Nanook. And with that, we often have a photo leader, so a professional photographer who's sure. there to help guide guests out in the field to get the shot they want, to help them with any technical questions or composition questions. So we do offer that as well on a number of our trips.
Mm. Now, I have to ask you, because you're somewhere up near the Arctic Circle there, the Northern Lights, do they ever appear on your trips?
They do, yes. Churchill and the surrounding area around our lodges is fantastic for Northern Lights viewing because we are so far north, just south of the Arctic Circle, actually. The Northern Lights can actually be seen all year round if the conditions are right.
Right.
Of course, when you get into fall and winter and your days are shorter and your nights are longer, there's going to be a better chance that they'll be visible. But starting already in late August and early September, we start to get some pretty good Northern Lights action. And then definitely towards the end of our season, October and November, they're really, really spectacular.
How far ahead do people need to book if they want to come and experience the bears and maybe the lights?
If they want their choice of dates and lodge, then typically at least 12, probably more like 18 months in advance would be recommended.
Right. Okay. So do you have any vacancies for the coming season?
We do, yes. Our summer season is quite full already, but from September through November, we do still have some openings. And okay. we've just released our 2020 dates as well. So if there's a trip that someone is interested in and it's not available for this year, they can book into next year already.
So if they want to have a look online, what's the best address for them to look?
Our website is churchillwild.com, and there's a tab on the home screen for polar bear safaris, and that is a listing of all the different packages that we offer.
Well, fantastic to talk with you today, and I hope you'll get a few Aussies over. I know Aussies love Canada. We don't always get across to your side of the continent, but I hope you get plenty to come over and enjoy this magnificent experience.
I hope so too. We love Aussies.
Thanks for being with us on Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks so much, Graham.
This hour is full of trips I want to make. That was Vanessa DeSourcy of Churchill Wild. She was speaking with Graham Kemlow about the unique walks with polar bears at their three northern Manitoba safari lodges. That's Churchill Wild safari lodges, not bears.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.